Peace be upon all of you, dear viewers, brothers and sisters. Today we're going to discuss about Islamic political system, which is the supremacy of God. Supremacy of God is a doctrine that forms the main principle of God's religion. It is believed that God is the owner of sovereignty. He creates his creation, brought down his laws for them, and appoint a leader for them. Okay, this leader is his successor in the realm of creation, and through him, the creation know God and his law. Okay, the test of the creation is to obey God by obeying the God's successor. Torah, Gospel, and Quran, all of them support this doctrine, and in no way they prescribe any man-made political system as substitute to God's doctrine. I am not interested by those who want to distort the word of God as they please, and those who defend a certain corrupt person or a certain corrupt belief, although this corruption is clear and does not require much effort to perceive. So in this episode, I will go through verses from the Quran that proves the supremacy of God, the true Islamic political system, not democracy, not monarchy, not any other man-made political system. Supremacy of God is the Islamic political system, and we're going to prove it in this episode that only God appoints leader for his creation. Okay, I'm not going to make this a very long podcast, so I'm going to go through very fast. You guys can read the article that I share with this posting. It is more detailed. You guys can take the time reading it. Proof number one is from the Quran chapter 3 verse 26, which clearly show that God is the owner of sovereignty, and he gives his sovereignty to whoever he pleases and takes away from whoever he pleases. In this verse, the term or the keyword is, it is God who gives. So God appoints the leader. Okay, and this verse is clearly in line with the Quran chapter 2 verse number 30. It shows that it is God who creates and appoints his khalifa, successor, or his representative. Point number two, we can see the proof of supremacy of God in the story of Talut, in the Quran chapter 2 verse 246, where the children of Israel, after Moses, they ask a prophet of theirs to appoint a king for them so that they might fight in the cause of Allah. From this verse, we can see that the faithful and the honest community of Bani Israel believe in the supremacy of God. They did not take it upon themselves to appoint leader for them. Instead, they asked God to appoint for them king. And proof number three, of course, I already said it right now, Quran chapter 2 verse number 30, where God said that it is he who appoint Khalifa. But I think we need to go a little bit deeper. We have to see this verse from a several perspective. As in the verse, the word Ja'il is used. Ja'il means to create, to appoint. This word Ja'il is ism fi'il or ism marfu', meaning it is an indefinite active participle. Please read the article. It is a little bit deeper. It has a little bit deeper explanation. So ism fi'il or ism marfu' is an act of doing something and will continue to doing so indefinitely. So in other words, this verse clearly shows us that God will continue to appoint his successor and vicegerent even now. So in this time, many Islamic texts have showed us that the current representative of God in this age is Al-Mahdi, and people should consolidate his supremacy. For he is appointed by God, and he should not ever be opposed by elections and democracy. Point number four, there is a lesson from story of Moses in the verse Quran chapter 7 verse 155. Moses, an infallible prophet, was instructed to choose 70 men from the finest sons of Israel for a mission, but all of the people that chosen by Moses has failed. They all disbelieve and rebel against Moses and against Allah's order. Therefore, that if an infallible prophet such as Moses choose 70 men for a divine mission, and none of those turn to be worthy for this mission, how could us ordinary people can choose a ruler or a king that is a good leader? We could possibly choose the most evils of God's creation unknowingly. And history has proven time and time again that many dictator, oppressor was chosen by the people through election. Okay, Adolf Hitler was chosen by election, and so to many other dictator in history gained power through supremacy of people, where people chooses this tyrant, this oppressive leader. Okay, this constitute enough evidence for those who look for what is right. Indeed, the Quran shows us all of this. Okay, point number 5, Quran chapter 22 verse 75. Okay, clearly shows us that Allah chooses messengers from the angels and from the men. Okay, this verse is self-explanatory. We don't even need to explain it. Point number 6, we can see that from Quran chapter 2 verse 124 and Quran chapter 38 verse number 26, where God appointed Abraham as a leader and appointed David as Khalifa, as vicegerent or his representative. We can see this verse has been repeated many times in the Quran. For example, in the Quran verse 20, chapter 21 verse 73, God said that we assign them imams who guide us by our authority. Quran chapter 32 verse number 24, we appointed from among them imams who guide by our authority. So the appointment lies in the hands of God. Only God has the right to appoint leader for humanity. I think I'm gonna stop there. I have included many more verses in the article that I shared with you in this episode. So please check it out and read. For now, we can conclude that no single word in the Quran mentioned that people has the right to appoint leader. Rather, the right vested in the hand of God who appoint his vicegerent to be a guide, to be a leader to humanity. Okay? And of course, this appointment happened in every age and every time, and the earth is never empty without the appointed leader. We have discussed it right now in the Surah Al-Baqarah, so chapter 2, verse 30, where we have discussed the word ja'il means an act of doing something indefinitely. But of course, in the Quran, chapter 13, verse 7, also said that, God said that, إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مُنْزِرُ وَلِكُلِّ قَوْمٍ هَادٍ. For every people, there is a guide. In the Quran, chapter 10, verse 47, it is said that for every nation is a messenger. So all of this verse shows us that at every age and time, there is a God messenger, there is a God representative or God appointed leader for us, for the people of that era. So the question remains is, who is he and how can we know him? And this will be discussed in several episodes after this. So please do follow me and follow my podcast. Okay, your responsibility, dear brothers and sisters, is to search for him, because this obedience to God's representative is obligatory. Okay, I'm going to end this podcast. Before that, I want to conclude the following. Number one, Islamic political system is where God appoint leader for humankind. Number two, democracy, monarchy, and other man-made political system is not Islamic in nature. They are all man-made, not from God. So number three, this can also be the same can also be said to the fight and the struggle of many Islamic radicals and terrorists to establish Islamic state. That is also obviously not part of Islam, not Islamic political system, since they are fighting for a form of supremacy of people, where their leaders, their Khalifa, their caliphs, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, or whoever he is, they are all voted by the people and not appointed by God. So with that, I end this podcast. I'm sorry, I do not want to make this podcast too long. Please read the article that included this posting, this podcast. We'll see you guys again in the next episode. Please like, follow and share. Thank you for listening and watching. Peace be upon all of you.